President Bush's budget proposal is just the beginning of a debate over how much the government spends, how much the government borrows, and what its priorities should be. We're hearing this morning several perspectives on the budget from Democrats, Republicans, and outside analysts, and we're going to hear next from Stan Collender. He is a budget expert who has worked for Democrats on both the House and Senate budget committees, and he is now managing director of the Washington Office of Financial Dynamics Business Communications, a public relations firm. Good morning.
Morning.
So the White House estimates that its budget cuts would save about $20 billion a year. Is it likely that Congress would go along with those savings or cuts?
Well, we've already been told in the very short time since the budget's come out that Congress is not going to go along with it. The biggest thing that happened yesterday was a number of very senior Republicans basically rejected the major proposals that the president put out. One even used the phrase that we haven't heard in Washington in a while, dead on arrival. So this budget's in trouble.
Although there are programs that people have talked about cutting for a long time, Amtrak, farm subsidies, that sort of thing. What happens when those proposals go to Congress?
Well, one of the things you've got to keep in mind is that the president's budget just has to be proposed. It doesn't actually have to be enacted. That's Congress's job. And these programs have been there for a while, as you suggested. They've survived for a while. And the reason they've survived is they have a lot of very strong constituencies out there and a lot of very strong champions up on Capitol Hill. And at this point, it's not Democrats thwarting the president. It's Republicans and members of his own party basically saying, we're not going along. Don't ask us to do this. We're not going to.
When it comes time to vote, though, are things going to be different this time because the budget deficits are so large?
Well, the last 4 years have shown that Republicans haven't quite been bowing in the direction of balanced budgets and lower deficits. They've, in fact, been willing to tolerate deficits. Deficits, we've had three consecutive record-high deficits under a Republican administration. Chances are we'll have a fourth this year. I don't think the deficit's going to make that much of a difference.
And what happens when, as you say, the debate is within one party, the party that controls Congress and the party that controls the White House, about how much to cut and where?
Well, first of all, you're going to see that the Republican Party is not a monolith. That is, they're going to – all the cracks, all the fissures within the party, all the different interests, those who want higher deficits, those who want smaller, those who want tax cuts and bigger spending, more spending, whatever, are all going to come out of the woodwork this year, especially because the president is now a lame duck. And a lot of Republican members on Capitol Hill are starting to be worried more about their own election than the president's legacy.
Now, if this budget was passed roughly as it was proposed by President Bush, would it, as he says, really put us on the path to cutting the deficit in half over several years?
Probably not, and maybe even almost certainly not. The budget excludes, doesn't add up in a variety of ways, including no additional money for Iraq that the president himself said is going to be requesting for next year. My strong suspicion is the deficit will be higher next year, that is 2006, than it is this year. This year was already a record high.
Mr. Collender, thanks very much for coming
My
in.
My pleasure.
Stan Collender is Managing Director of Financial Dynamics Business Communications, Washington office.